Hey there, Radio Land. It is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are so glad that you're joining us this day. We're live in Clearwater, Florida, in the radio station here, WTAN 1340. And you can also catch us on the internet, tantalk1340.com. So if you'd rather switch over to that instead of your AM channel, that is fine. But welcome, every one of you listeners. This is Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we've got a great show for you today. As always, we look forward to the time getting to spend with our listeners in the Word of God. And that's what we're all about, is the Word of God. Our slogan, in fact, is where the Word brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And that's what we're all about, teaching the Word of God. And so wherever you're listening to us, and some of you may be catching this show later on down the road here, maybe by the weekend. And if so, you can catch us on StarcomRadioNetwork.com on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern and Sundays, 10 a.m. Eastern. And Nathan, is that you? Are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. There you are. Okay. All right. Hey, how are you today, brother?
I'm wonderful.
Okay. That's the right answer. And we're just glad to have you with us today on the air. And Cindy's going to join us in just a few moments from Indiana, and that's great. Cindy Logan and you, Nan's in the studio. We've got some of our Beacon people, Wendy and Chris, here in the studio today, and it's kind of fun when we have a crowd in the studio. It's kind of fun. So, but it's kind of great also that you can call in like you're doing. Right, Nathan?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. So we've got a lot to talk about. We are in this series. Have you been getting anything out of this series, Nathan? It's faithed up to overflowing.
My goodness, yes.
My goodness, yes? Okay, all right.
My goodness, yes.
Yeah, faithed up to overflowing, yes. Just being full of the faith of God. And and that's a process, and not every day do we feel like we're faithed up, but as we grow in the Word and understanding what God wants to do in our lives, then our faith really increases, doesn't it? Do you want to talk to me about that? Faith is wonderful, isn't it?
Well, you know, the Word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Right.
And we've been getting into the Word of God consistently.
Yes.
During our Wednesday night services, and it's been beautiful.
Oh, amen. Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you on a cell phone or are you on a landline?
Landline.
Okay. Are you okay? I don't know why it's sounding kind of echoey or whatever.
Yeah, I can hear it too.
Can you hear it? You might want to switch to your cell phone and call back if it doesn't change here in a minute. But for right now, I can hear you. It's just not as good as we want it to be. So anyway, yes. And it's a matter of filling ourselves up with the Word of God. And it takes time, doesn't it, Nathan? It's not something that just happens. You roll out of bed and suddenly you have more faith than you did yesterday. It takes an effort, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It takes getting into the Word of God.
It does. Yes.
And finding out what He has to say about you.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I think you better switch over to your cell phone. Why don't you hang up, and during this first song, you can call back in on your cell phone if you're okay with that. Or maybe just try calling on your landline one more time, because we're having this problem. But kind of an echoey thing going on here. So anyway, so we're going to start with prayer, and then we're going to get into a great song here by the group Hillsong, one of my favorite groups around. They have great music. And so we're glad every one of you are joining us today. Let's agree in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this show. Before we see what you're going to do, we know it's going to be amazing. We are always excited to bring the Word of God out on these airwaves week after week. And so, Lord, we ask and we receive your anointing and your wisdom during this show. Lord, let us be able to really express the concepts and everything that you want us to teach today. And Lord, we just know that there are going to be so many that are going to hear things that they need and that will help them in their daily walk with you. So Lord, we give you the glory and the praise before we even hear what you're going to do today on this show. We submit entirely to you, and we are so thankful to be in your presence today on the air on this station. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Now, let me hear you, Nathan. Let's see if it's any better.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's still the same. Yeah. So go.
I'll call back in.
Yeah, call back in, will you? Okay, great. Okay. Thank you. All right, so let's get this song by the group Hillsong, Let the Peace of God Reign.
Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time with your life enfolding mine, and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, my comfort.
Praise God. I love that song. Woo! Oh, Lord, I hunger for more. More of you. Let the peace of God reign. Rise up within me and let me know your truth. Praise God. That is our desire, to let that peace of God rule in our lives. Nathan, is that you back on the line now?
That's me.
All right. There you go. Talk again here. Maybe we got you better.
Okay. I hope you got me better.
Much better. Much better. Okay. Okay. Yeah, much
good,
better.
Good.
All right.
Before
I get back to you, Nathan, we're going to Matthew chapter 7, audience, but Nan's got a poem. She's in the studio in there. Nan, what did God give you during that song? Because these happen during the songs, don't they, these poems that God gives you?
They do.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
He gave me a poem entitled, My Peace Can Reign.
Amen.
Allow my peace to reign in you. Just let it settle inside your heart. Of such a wonderful feeling, you need to certainly be a part.
Amen.
My peace will carry you through when you feel you can't go on. It's when my peace engulfs you that it will make you to become strong.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe it inside you right now.
Amen.
It's here for you. Simply ask. When having such peace inside, you'll find it easier to perform your task.
I like that. Boy, isn't that good, Nathan? That's just...
wonderful.
Right on, right on. And you know, it is all about peace. We have been studying how to be full of faith, but I tell you, when you are really studying God's word and you are trying to get the concepts that he's teaching you, it just a peace begins to settle on you, and you're able to carry out your everyday tasks and chores and everything that you have to do so much better, don't you, Nathan? You want to comment on that?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Peace is so critical here as we start Matthew chapter 7 here, you know?
Well, I'm finding in my life that I have more peace.
Right.
As the days go by and as I learn more about God and about myself, that I have more peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as the peace begins to, you know, just really settle in on you, then you get closer to God. You feel closer to God as a result of it.
Yeah.
You know, we start out Matthew 7, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on the beginning part of Matthew 7 because we did a lot of that on Wednesday night. But we just want to make the points in a lot of the translations. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 starts out with, "Judge not that you be not judged." Okay? And... what a good way to live our life, right, Nathan? What a good way.
Yes.
I mean, don't you think people just get so caught up in picking on people? In fact, do you have your Message Bible right there, Nathan? You want to read that first line or two?
Sure. This is, don't pick on people. Jump on their failures. Criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And that's what happens a lot of times. We are picking on people, you know, jumping on them and whatever. And as a result of that, you can't have peace when you're living in that kind of an attitude where you're constantly picking on people. Tell me about that, Nathan. That's that critical spirit. And it comes right back on you, doesn't it? We talked about that Wednesday night at our gathering.
It boomerangs.
Yes, it does boomerang. Yes, it does. It does.
It's easy the scripture says it's easy to see a smudge in the neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own.
Right.
And it's true.
Right.
It's true that we can look at other people and see their faults and see their shortcomings and ignore our own.
Right. Absolutely. Happens all the time. I don't know what was going on with your phone there. Is there any other background noise or something that's coming on? Do you have anything else going on?
No. Nothing else.
Because it's still doing that. But, okay. Anyway, all right. So, and when we have our eyes centered on other people and all of the way they're behaving or the way they're reacting, it's hard to have that peace. And, you know... it's something that it's hard to have faith without peace also, because you're not wanting to really get in an attitude of prayer and get really serious about, you know, talking to God and all that when your whole life is in chaos. You know what I'm saying by that, Nathan?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, without the peace of God, you know, you can't have faith because you don't get into the Word.
Right.
You don't find out the truth.
Right.
Of the matter. You know, the truth that rebounds around whatever's happening.
Right, exactly.
You don't find that truth.
Yeah, because when you're in chaos, when you're in all kinds of, upsettedness, whatever you want to call it, agitation, yeah. That's a good word for it. When you're really agitated, it's hard to really get yourself into the framework of mind where you can really receive what God's trying to talk to you about. In fact, so often it just means that we're off on this tangent of worrying or doubting, or don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And fear enters in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fear definitely enters in. Yes.
Fear of being wrong.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, all of those things. But I think the first part of Matthew 7 here and how it relates to the subject of increasing our faith is that Matthew is saying, these are the words of Jesus, and Jesus is saying, let's put it that way because it's coming straight from him. Jesus is saying, you know, make sure that you get rid of that critical spirit so that it doesn't come back on you. And so when you're having your eyes on other people all the time and how they're behaving or what they're saying or what they just, you know, did or whatever, it's hard to increase our faith. Right, Nathan?
Yes, it is, because you don't see the truth.
Right.
You know, you're looking for faults. You're looking for something wrong in the other person or persons.
Right.
And you don't see what the truth is in yourself.
Right. Exactly.
And God wants to reveal himself to you and reveal to you who you are and what you are doing.
Right.
And more so than what anyone else is doing.
Well, exactly. And when we have our minds and our attention on the actions of other people, we are not going to feel like getting in the Word, studying the Word, all of that. We're going to be sidetracked, don't you think?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Cindy, I believe you're on the line, right?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, there you go. Good to see you. Well, I know I say it all the time, see you on the air, but I don't really see you, but I hear you on the air. How are you, Cindy Logan?
I'm doing great, doing just great.
I want to ask you about your new job in a few minutes, and you've been so blessed.
Yes.
But I don't know, did you hear the beginning of what Nathan and I were talking about?
I did not. I apologize.
Okay. We just played the song, Let the Peace of God Reign, and we were just talking about how in the beginning of Matthew 7, Jesus is really on a dialogue about not being critical of others, about being careful how we respond to people. In fact, the first couple lines of Matthew 7, 1, don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. The critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. And, you know, Jesus is really saying, come on, guys, pay attention to yourself and not so be so hung up on the actions of others. Cindy, we want you to comment on that because Nathan and I have kind of been having this little dialogue going about how when we're critical and we got our attention off on other people, we lose our attention on the Word and on God, right?
Well, this is any more fitting than it could be for me right now. It's what I'm going through.
Really?
Walking into a new position as a manager and evaluating and observing the people who work for me.
Right.
It was very easy a few times to critically, you know, review some of their appearances, behaviors, thinking, you know, this needs to change. But at the same time, I was very careful and did not say anything about all of these things I noticed. But first forefront was to judge, and evaluate people. And then I had to step back and realize why I was there and what my role is and how I have to be careful how they receive me.
Right, exactly.
And just me, because their response is totally dependent on my attitude, what their response to me is, and I'm going to try to fit in and make it, and I have to be very careful. Yeah, it's yeah, it's very human to want to do this.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because a lot of times we rush to judgment. You know what I mean by that? Where we just immediately come down on somebody about something instead of giving it time, praying about how we should approach a situation. That's what I hear you saying, Cindy. With your new employees that work under you, you're watching. It's okay to watch and take notes and understand what's going on, but then wait for the right time to be able to make those adjustments. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, and even in one incident, it kind of worked itself out, you know.
It has a way of doing that, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. You know, with coaching, coaching and not being critical, the situation just kind of resolves. So sometimes, you know, you can just see God take care of that stuff, then you don't have to sweat it.
Right.
That's the way I looked at it. That was cool. You know, I don't have to worry about that. It's already taken care of.
But, you know, what you're saying really is that when we are a little patient, maybe, and say, okay, God, here's the situation that's going on here, and I need you to give me wisdom on how to handle it. We had quite a discussion Wednesday night at our gathering about how so often, you know, we are jumping right in, you know, to make corrections in people or situations. And we also got off on a tangent, and it's not a tangent, it's really actually what we're going to talk about next, but it's about the fact that God cares about all of these details in our lives. It doesn't matter how small it may feel that it is important that we take all of these issues to God. Nathan, you want to comment on that before I go back to Cindy with that whole concept about there's nothing too big and nothing too small for God to handle?
Well, the enemy always tries to convince us that God can't be bothered with the little issues in our lives.
Right.
And God says to bring everything to Him.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we just feel like, well, this is too small for God, or I can handle this. Or,
right.
Or something like that, you know, rather than take it to the Lord in prayer.
Right.
We'd rather try to work on it ourselves.
Right.
And often when we try to work on ourselves, we get in trouble.
Why is that, Nathan? What do you mean we get in trouble?
Well,
talk to me about that.
Well, when we try to work it out ourselves, a lot of times we're ahead of the problem or ahead of the solution, I should say.
Yeah.
Because the solution can come without our intervention.
Right.
And we try to intervene ahead of time.
Right.
Sometimes it's the wrong time.
Sometimes it's the wrong timing. That's a really good point. Cindy, does that apply to the example that you just gave us about your new job, the timing?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's pretty cool that I get to take God to work with me every day. I decided before I went in there, even on day one, you know, that every day I would ask God for wisdom in decision-making and coaching to help me learn new things that I don't have mastered yet, and patience, and I just ask Him for all these things. And at the same time, I'm so grateful and blessed to have this opportunity, and it's a huge financial blessing.
It's a huge, yes, it is for you.
It's huge.
Right.
So when I go in with that gratefulness, and then on top of that, I ask Him to help me through that whole day, it's very... it's so much easier to be uplifting to others, to keep
right.
a smile on, to not stress. That was my biggest fear, is stress. And I had to ask God, please give me patience with everything so I don't stress out.
Exactly.
And become physically tired and get myself down. So I'm really going at it slowly. It's hard work, and I don't think, I have to tell myself, I could not do this physically without God's help.
Well, but you just said it a minute ago, Cindy. You said you're taking God to work with you every day. And when we isn't that great? When we are taking Him with us, no matter where we are, what's going on in our lives, whether it's to work, whether it's in the midst of a family issue, whether it's when you go to the doctor's office and you're worried about test results, whatever, wherever you're going, if you're giving all of that to God and you know, just say, God, take my worry. I'm taking you with me. I love that, Cindy. In fact, you're the one that came up with the faithed up word. Remember that back a few months
faithed
back?
Up, yeah.
Yeah, faithed up. And so
get
when
faithed up and take God with you.
There you go. You get faithed up by taking God with you too, right?
Right.
And as you take God with you, it increases your faith. You're more aware of his presence, and no matter what's going on at work or at home or wherever you are, you're mindful of him right there. That's what I hear you saying. And it takes us to verse 7 of Matthew 7, where Jesus says this: don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? Ooh, wow. As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will even be better? Nathan, what is all that about? What is Jesus talking to us about here, and how does it relate to our faith?
Just the fact that if we go to God and we ask him for bread, okay, and he gives us bread. He doesn't give us sawdust.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
He gives us something in replace of what we asked for.
Right.
He gives us exactly what we asked for.
Right.
And, I mean, even with our own children, we give them what they need, what they ask for.
Exactly.
Not, you know, we don't, I mean, even an unbeliever treats his children well.
Right.
You know, he gives to his children what they need. And, how much more with God, who loves us.
Yay,
so
man.
Much, loves us so much. How much more would he be to us? How
exactly.
How much more would he give to us?
Absolutely. And this whole concept of being direct and asking for what you need. Cindy, doesn't this apply to the fact that you started a brand new job a few days ago and you were saying, and we were agreeing with you in prayer, that you needed a better job financially, et cetera? Do you want to talk about that?
Well, it's mind-blowing, really.
That's
September,
cool.
In September, which, you know, in September, I claim for the new year all God's blessings and restoration of things lost. And I was blessed in September with a great job with great benefits. And I was working two jobs. So I was financially okay, working a lot of hours and some driving in between. But I felt blessed. That was a move up for me.
Right.
And lo and behold, come January, first month of the new year, I wasn't looking, I wasn't asking, I was content, and I got a phone call with the opportunity to have a great job in one place with many benefits and financial security and a big step up, and really less hours all in one place. So it was a win-win all the way around, but I knew I had to. Before deciding, I gave it to God that if this was him and his leading, that he would show me clearly good signs of
right, of
the path that I should take, because I was afraid to make that decision. Happened to realize that was a company affiliation that did me dirty, terminated my position. I had a love-hate relationship with them. I struggled. I went through a lot of pain for and after them. To rebound, and then here I am doing okay, and it's all behind me, and God brought me around full circle back to a portion of that part of my life, but a good part that was memorable and good, and now an opportunity to go in there and just really bloom, and so
yes,
much future opportunity there. Yeah, it really blows my mind. That was all within, you know, September to January, so just a few months time with God's timing, man. When he moves, he don't play around. It's just instant. He's probably been planning it for some time. But when he lowers the boom and says, today's the day, then You know, we just got to go with it.
That suddenly moment, right? Yes.
That's what it is.
And but, you know, you were direct. Back in September, you were saying, God, this is how much money I need. This is what I need. And at that point, he gave it to you in two jobs. You worked two jobs, a lot of hours. But you did it with a smile on your face and that you were grateful for how God had provided, right?
And that job was a blessing, too, because I was just happened to be at the right place at the right time and overhear a conversation which walked me through that door. So when he shows you an open door, you know it's him.
There you go.
It's not really anything that you do. But, yeah, I was like, you know, answered prayer. I had no doubt. I was really faced up. So I had no doubt God was going to take care of things. So, you know, and so I had to take a little action on my own. I didn't just sit there and wait for it. I had to talk to people and
Right. Send
a few resumes out.
And that's okay. That's all right. You know that you do that. That's the nature of employment in the United States. You know, you do have that part of it that you have to do. Right. But see, the point that Jesus is saying here is be direct, asking for what you need. And this isn't a cat and mouse game. And I think a lot of people feel that God's mad at them. Number one, we try our best on living the good life to debunk that whole attitude. God is not coming from a position of being mad at you. God is coming from a position of loving you. Because God is love. 1 John 4:8. God loves you. So like this, Nathan, you just read it a minute ago. If the little child asks for fish, are you going to scare him with a live snake on your plate? You know?
Oh, no.
On his plate?
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're not going to do that, right? Why?
Right.
Why aren't you going to?
Because you love him.
Because you love your child. That's right.
Right.
And so how does that apply to us with God, Nathan, when so many people feel that God is just some great big angry God setting up somewhere in heaven, getting ready to pounce on them? That's an attitude I hear from people a lot. God's out to get you.
But God said, I love you.
Amen.
And he's constantly telling everyone, I love you.
I love you. Yes.
And he proved it by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the price for sin.
Right.
God loves you.
Right.
And there's no doubt about it.
Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him
shall not perish.
Yeah.
And have everlasting life.
Woo. So we do our part by believing in God. We believe this passage right here in the Word of God, Matthew 7, where Jesus himself is saying, don't bargain with God. Just be direct and ask him for what you need. And he never
Amen.
Once says, but make sure it's a huge, big deal because I'm not interested in the little stuff. I don't want to provide for your daily needs. No, he doesn't say that, does he? In fact, in Matthew 6 last week, we talked about the Lord's Prayer where he says, give us this day our daily bread. So he's even saying, you know, daily, Lord, provide for me, for my food, for what I need, for the needs that I have. And you know what I'm saying, Nathan, about you and I both grew up as preacher's kids and hearing a lot of stuff and hearing attitudes and people in church where the whole attitude for a lot of times was, you know, God's going to get you. He's going to pounce on you. He's going to make your life miserable. You know what I'm saying, Nathan?
Oh, God sends sickness to put you into line.
Which is a lie.
He gives you cancer so that you'll fall on your knees and come to him.
Right.
And it's, no, that isn't God. That isn't God. Because God has no cancer in heaven.
That's right. And
you know,
go ahead. Go ahead with your thought.
And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray, let it be the same as it is in heaven on earth.
Right.
And so what we want to bring heaven down to earth, we don't bring cancer or anything negative.
Right.
Because heaven is everything positive.
Right.
Everything wonderful.
On earth as it is in heaven. That's a great point right there in the Lord's Prayer. And so God is all about blessing us, dear listeners. You say, okay, how does this have anything to do with being faithed up to overflowing? Okay. when you're so full of God and you're so full of believing in God, it just naturally is going to spring out over into other people's lives that come in contact with you. Okay? Because you believe that God loves you enough to provide for you, Cindy, this job that he just gave you. You believe God gave it to you, right?
I do, and I feel like I'm eating steak because
literally you are.
You, he'll provide what you need.
Yeah.
But until you start believing you deserve more than just what you need, you deserve more of his blessing.
Woo, yes.
And then you say, God, I want steak. I don't need a hamburger anymore. And there you go. That's how I feel. It's such a step up in my life that I see myself now being able to just do the things that are fun and bless others and family members and, you know, be faithful and God's tithing and work and all that. Just
right.
It's so abundant that I can do these things now that I trusted him in those, you know, smaller paychecks and those lean times and seeing I couldn't do things I wanted to do for others, and but I did the best I could with what he gave me, and I prayed for that increase and claimed that God would do it for me. I had enough faith to know he would do it. I'll get there one day, and it just happened to be sooner than I anticipated, but that's okay too.
Well, you know what? That's fantastic that it was sooner than you anticipated. Because
right, exactly.
He's got a reason to bless you. And, you know, when you are, like you were talking about, Cindy, and Nathan, you, I know, also have had a financial miracle in the last few months, and you don't necessarily have to tell them what it is, but God really has blessed you also. And after years of saying, God, it's hard to live paycheck to paycheck, right? And we all can relate to that. Okay, remember that God loves you so very much that he wants to bless you, Cindy and Nathan. Obviously, he wants to bless you because both of you are a testimony today on the air of how much God loves you and how much he has blessed you. Now, that is a faith lesson, I guess, is the word for our listeners, don't you think? Nathan, talk to me about that.
I think so.
I mean, when we realize that because of his great grace, because of his love that is so intense for us, because there is nothing that he wants to withhold from you, because of all of that, we can actually go boldly, as it says in Hebrews, to the throne of grace and receive mercy in time of need. Cindy, that's what you did. You went boldly to God. You said, hey, here's what I need. And back in September, and you did not have a bad attitude about the way he brought that about. And so now you're blessed even more. You see what I'm saying, Cindy? Look at that. Look what God did. Amazing.
And I know if he'll do that, he'll do anything I ask him, if I ask him in faith and the right attitude.
Absolutely.
So I need a home. And I said, God, I don't want to stress finding a place that
right.
I don't want to settle. I don't want to stress this. I don't have time. Help me find a place to live that's going to work, the right one
right.
that I'm desiring. And I gave him my specific.
Good for you. Be direct. Be specific. Yes.
Assets that I needed, you know, how
right.
I wanted it, what I needed, the space I needed. And blessed today, I'm looking at two homes this week. That sounds suitable. And I just got off the phone with the nicest gentleman on both houses. And so we'll see what God does. But I just put that in his hands.
Amen. Yes.
Worry about where I'm going to live.
You know, okay, here's exactly right. What you're saying is God does not want us living in worry, doubt, fear, and being consumed by not having, by lack. He doesn't want us to be consumed by lack. He wants us to realize that we don't have to bargain with God. We're just direct, like a little child. Nathan, Cindy, you, me, all three of us, Nan, we all our grandparent, well, Nan's not a grandparent yet, but the rest of us are. And we all have, right, Nan, is that right? You're not a grandparent
No,
yet.
Not that I'm aware.
Not that
moment.
You're aware of, all right. Okay, so Nan's not a grandparent, but we are. And, you know, especially with our grandkids, you know, and, of course, our kids, too. But when they say, you know, Nan, I'm hungry, or, you know, can I have a milkshake or whatever? We don't want to deny them anything. We just don't, because we're grandparents, right? You know, because we just want them to be blessed. Now, Nathan, talk to me about that side of God. He's just like our big grandpa. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, parents, a lot of times, err on the side of not giving in to their children.
Right.
They err on that side because they don't want them to have, they don't want to be spoiled.
Right.
But grandparents spoil the kids.
We tend to do that, yes. Yes.
Yes, we do. Whatever we can do.
Yeah, we want to do it.
We don't want them to want for nothing.
Right.
We want to give them everything.
Right.
And that's God.
That's God.
God wants to give us everything.
We just got to get this down on the inside of us. You know what? Let's go to this song, and then I'm going to get back with both of you in just a moment. Another Hillsong song, None But Jesus. And you know, people out there, listeners, the answer is Jesus, okay? You can try all kinds of things in life, but when it comes right down to it, Jesus is the answer to whatever it is that's going on in your life.
Secret
Praise God. There's none but Jesus. Oh, woo. Praise God. Nan, you got something there?
I got something here.
What did God give you during that song?
I was thinking of Cindy while God was inspiring the song.
Really?
This song, this poem, I'm sorry. It said, when you call out for my son's help, he is always right there for you. His love for you is everlasting, and he'll help you in what you need to do. When things seem to be so wrong, he will make those things become right. Hold on to the promises, precious child. Hold on ever so tight. Things will work out for you, little one. They will come together and be okay. Look to him for his guidance. This is the dawn of a brand new day.
Boy, that's good. Isn't that great?
I like that, the dawn of a brand new day. I thought
I
of Cindy.
Love that.
She's at the dawn of a brand new day in her life, and you know, and God has just done so many wonderful things for her.
You got to send that poem to Cindy.
I'll send it to you.
And anybody else, when you hear these poems on the air on our show, you can just write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll get those sent to you. So Cindy, talk to us about that, because it is the dawn of a new day, right? When we are really trusting God and we are working on our faith level and desiring to have a stronger commitment and a stronger relationship with God, the benefits are amazing, aren't they?
I'm overwhelmed, almost in tears really over the poem. It's exciting to, I even find myself wanting to look ahead. If God can do this, he can do so much more. What more does he have in store?
Woo!
Not that I want to get ahead of what he's doing for me today, but it opens up a whole new, a whole new outlook on what he has in store for all of us in this life here. And no matter how much turmoil and trouble is all around us, that if we just focus on his work and what he's got us doing, where he puts us, you can have peace and,
exactly,
and have a blessing daily all around you.
You know, I love all that you just said, and I just wrote down what that question you just asked. What more does he have in store? Because I think when we live like that, Nathan, what more does God have right around the next bend for me? You know, I want you to comment on that, Nathan, but I want to mention this real quick, that come this Thursday, I will be leaving for Mexico for a couple weeks and ministering there, setting up a radio station there, working with my good missionary friend, David Pettit. And we are going to be doing a whole lot. I'm preaching on Valentine's Day in David's church. And all that God has in store. And this morning, it's interesting that you said that very question, Cindy, because this morning, as I spent a lot of time with God, talking to him, you know, about these next few weeks and the changes going on and the things that are going to happen and the way I'm going to be stretched, you know, because I won't be speaking English. I'll be speaking Spanish most of the time. And you know, this being stretched into this new place that God has. And Cindy, you're in a new place. Nathan, you're in a wonderful place with God. You know, we've got to have an attitude of, Lord, what more do you have in store for me? What is it you want to do? Nathan, talk to me about this, because I'm fired up about this topic. Woo.
When I think about what God has already done in my life, for my life.
Right.
I'm overwhelmed.
Right.
I'm just like, wow.
Yes.
Wow, God.
Yes.
And it's to think, what more do you have in store for me? It's like, oh, anticipation.
Well, Nathan, you and I have always talked about going out, you know, to other places. And
yes,
who knows, you may be on one of those trips with me to Mexico and learn,
yes,
you know, some Spanish songs and all that. That wouldn't be too much fun, would it?
Oh, yes, it would.
It would be,
yes,
wouldn't it?
Would.
Yeah, and Cindy, you've already said you're going sometime, right?
Well, I negotiated 2 weeks vacation after the first year, so.
Very good.
So, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. All right. There you go.
Yeah. I really feel like I'm led to go, that I want to. Yeah, I have that desire. So
praise,
like,
God. Praise God.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, when we have this attitude, guys, of, Lord, what more do you have in store? What I want to have my faith level increase to the point that I'm faithed up to overflowing into other people's lives. Cindy, you're with the public on a daily basis. Nathan, you're all the time affecting all of us at Beacon and ministering to us in so many ways, musically and just with your wisdom and how God is leading you continually, and what a leader you both are. You're both such leaders in the ministry. What does God have for us? And listeners out there, wherever you are in Radio Land, in different cities across the United States, in the different countries that the show is heard on Starcom Radio Network, you know, where can we reach? What can we reach? What are we supposed to be doing? What do we need to be doing? What's the next step as we increase our faith? Nathan, talk to me about that.
Oh, just the fact of the matter that God has so much in store for the ones that he loves. He has so much more than we can even imagine or think. You know, it's beyond our imagination.
It is.
We don't have enough. Our imagination is finite, whereas God's imagination is infinite.
Absolutely.
And it's like, wow, you know, God has this in store for me. And I'm so excited about the fact that he has so much in store for me.
Amen. And what he asks us to do is build on what we have, you know? Yeah. I'm looking at verse 13. Let's look at Matthew 7:13. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. Now, I like this next sentence in the Message Bible. At the end of verse 14 of Matthew 7, it says this: the way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Talk to me about that, Nathan, then Cindy. I want your take on that, too. The way to God, the way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention.
Well, salvation is not accidental.
Right.
A person isn't saved by accident.
It's purposeful, isn't it?
They have to come to God believing.
Yes, yes.
They have to come to God believing.
Amen.
And you have to totally believe.
Yes.
You have to be totally immersed in your belief.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Right.
It's something that happens only when that person turns away from his old life and turns towards the new life in God, in Christ.
Well,
and it's not an accident.
It's not. John 3, remember the Nicodemus coming by night to Jesus, and he says you have to be born again. And remember, yeah. And Nicodemus was wrestling with that. What do you mean born again? Can I go back in my mother's womb? No, that's not what I mean. You have to allow God to do a new birth in you to the point that you desire God and his word and you desire to build your faith. Talk to me about that, Nathan.
Right.
It's that desire that is bigger than you are, you know, that's deep within you, that you just want God, you know, and all he has for you, you know?
Well, the fact of the matter is once you really give your heart to God,
right,
he puts inside of you a yearning,
yes,
to know him more.
Yes.
To know him better.
Amen.
And he's already given us a book that tells us, the Bible.
Right.
Tells us who he is, what he is, what he does, what he has for us.
Right.
As his children.
Right.
And it's there. It's right there. He puts that inside of us to search the scriptures and find out what it is that he has for us.
Amen. Amen. So what more does he have in store? Cindy, comment on that before we make that, just a comment here, because then we have to get to all this stuff we have to do at the top of the hour. Go ahead.
Well, I've just been sitting here thinking, you know, where it begins is loving God. It's like being in love. Once you get a taste of the good things that his love provides, you want more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire is to seek more of God, more.
Amen.
Of him and
yes.
Less of us.
Yes.
If you start out every day with that attitude, I want more of you, God, today, and less of me,
mm-hmm.
He just starts working on, you know, And it overflows, like you said, in the public, and just overflow and just realize that wherever you are, I think of myself as an ambassador to Jesus.
Amen.
He is.
Yes.
And people look at me weird sometimes because I'm kind of like overflowing and sizing them up at the same time, you know, like getting reactions and a lot of good feedback, though, in a public place like that, compliments and acknowledgement, like they notice.
People
so
feel it.
It becomes pretty cool to be that person, you know, because
exactly.
You stand out differently from most people.
People feel it when you're overflowing with God's presence and his faith. Nathan, a parting comment here, because you're getting off at this point in the journey today, aren't you?
No, I'm going to stay with you for a little while.
Oh, are you? Okay. That's fine. That's great. And we've got your mic straightened out, so that's better. And we'll bring in Nan into this discussion, too, here in a little while, too. So, you know, we're going on with this in just a minute. We're in Matthew 7. If you just happen to join us, stay with us, Living the Good Life. We've got a lot of good stuff we're talking about that's going to help your daily living. And, you know, it's so important that we grow up in God and in the truth of his word. And the more we get in the word, the more we realize, wow, that makes me feel better to know that God loves me that much. That God says, come to me and pray, be direct, ask, ask, ask. You know, there in Matthew 7, 7 through 11, it's ask. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open to you. And then he sums all that up in verse 12 by saying the golden rule, do unto others the way you would have them do unto you. And when we live that way, wow, our lives change. So let's get this stuff done real quick here. We want to remind you on Wednesday night, Nathan, tell everybody what happens on Wednesday night at the gathering every week here in Clearwater.
We have fellowship.
We do, don't we?
We have fellowship. Yes, we do. And it's a great learning experience.
Right.
I mean, because we help each other.
Yes.
By sharing with each other what we get from the Word of God.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Just like last Wednesday night, that discussion was crazy. Cindy, you would have loved that. I mean, everybody. There wasn't hardly anybody in the whole room that didn't participate in that discussion. It was really down to earth about judging and about asking God, you know, and really believing God. So it was really important. So Wednesday nights, 6:30. And we are currently meeting at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road. 3580 Almerton Road, the Ramada Inn, Wednesday night, 6:30. We actually start prayer meeting around 6. So we welcome you. Anybody, you're welcome. Or if you're just visiting the area, then feel free to come to Bible study. That would be great. It's interactive. And bring a notebook, your Bible, and come and join us. We'd love to have you. On Thursday nights of every week, we have our Go Yard Life Coaching Show with me. That's my other name, Mama Mac. That my daughters-in-law call me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's one of our Beaconites. And she and I have had a show now for about a year and a half. And God has blessed every Thursday night. And they are life coaching. It's a life coaching show. You can go to our website for that, goyard2014.org, and listen to all the past shows. goyard2014.org. So don't forget that show. Stay tuned here. We got to do some station ID, and we will be right back.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we're glad you are with us. We have Cindy, who was part of my church I pastored in Indiana for a few years. A while back, Cindy. It's been a while now, right? Yeah. Quite a while back.
The years just keep passing by.
They do, don't they? I actually performed the wedding for you and Jim, and a long time ago.
That was 1990.
Is that when it was? Okay. All right. Yep. And your five children, and that was a blessing. And, you know, it's just amazing how God reunites people, Cindy, and how now you are an active part of our radio team here in Beacon of Hope, even though you live in Indiana. Betty and Megan, who also live in Indiana and were a part of the church at that same time, are also part of Beacon of Hope radio team. And that's pretty cool. And then we got Nan, who's in there. Nan, you really are the poet and you don't know it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or you are the poet and you do know it.
I'm starting to get the idea.
You know, it's cool, guys, what God does, because we don't plan this. We have a general idea when we start the show of the passages we're going to talk about, but we totally let God lead. And I wait on God for the music and usually get that sometime Saturday or Sunday and put that together. And then the rest of it is just, we just let the Holy Spirit lead entirely, don't we, Nan?
We do. What's interesting, it's kind of cool because then I'm using... I'm writing a book, and it's interesting that he has inspired many times poems here on the show,
right,
that we read for the show for the benefit, and it ministers to the people who are listening at the time or hear
sure.
it at a later date. But it's also now it's going to be a multi-purpose
right.
that is being pulled into the book. And that's kind of cool to see that coming together.
It so is. Absolutely. And we just appreciate our listeners. We'd love to hear from you. We hear from people in other countries from time to time. We'd love to hear from you. It's easy. You can email me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. pastor@bohmglobal.com. Cindy, Nathan, and Nan, next Sunday I will be in Puebla, Mexico, and I will be calling in on the show. Pastor Jim, our associate pastor, will be hosting the show, and so I'll be calling in and letting you all know that I arrived there safely and everything is going great. And we will need some prayers from all of our listeners as we set up this radio station there in Puebla with all this equipment that, is going to be fun, this endeavor. And it's going to be really, our whole goal is to reach more people with the gospel, especially in that town of 2 to 3 million people. So an AM wow. radio station. So that's the goal. And to get that up and running while I'm there for those couple weeks. Cindy, would you talk about our prayer line real quick? prayers@bohmglobal.com. And why should people know that email address, and why should they use that email address?
And they should use that email address, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Part of my faith in knowing that God answers prayers and that we can ask Him for anything, no matter how small, is that prayer in abundance of God's prayer warriors works so much quicker, I would say. There's just power in numbers.
There's power in numbers. Amen. There is.
When I get the first inkling of stress or worry about something in my family or a friend or a tragedy, I just go right straight to the prayer line, email it. Betty, Pastor Jim,
Shell.
Pastor, just whoever, those good people who pass those prayers on forward
right.
to our prayer warriors. Prayer works. I've had a number of prayers. Everything I've ever asked for has been answered. And God, right, the way He wants it to be answered, He takes care of it. So don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
He's supposed to give you what you ask for.
And you even had a couple situations this past week, Cindy, starting a new job this past week, but also you had a couple things with some kids in your family, some of your children, and God has already worked in both situations better than what you would have imagined, correct? Because you said that prayer. Yeah.
I just want to say the devil will hit you where it hurts the most.
Amen.
And knowing I'm starting this new job, my soft spot is my children, grandchildren.
Right.
And two incidents, within two days of one another, both children, which I have the most issues with, could have been just tragic in my emotional frame of mind. But you know what? When it happened, I saw that the devil was in it, and I gave it to God in prayer. I did ask the pastor to send it to the prayer warriors.
That's fine.
I was not ashamed to put it out there. This is what is happening. I need prayer
yes.
because the devil tries to hit you where he knows it will take you out. And I just determined I'm not going to let you take me out of this.
Amen.
Focus on this new job. I'll let God handle it.
Yes,
so,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I just put it into it with prayer, and
Woo.
God moved. And that was my faith that he said, no problem, I'm going to take care of this. And, hey, both children are doing just fine.
Praise
and
God.
I gave them to the Lord, and he's still working on them.
Yes.
So.
Amen. Woo! So we encourage you to use our
that
prayer line.
That felt so good. Felt so good not to have to worry.
Amen. Doesn't it? Yes.
Amen.
Woo! We're going to get both of your comments here on the other side of this song, The Potter's Hand. What a song.